Yeah, señor.
President, thank you, and good morning to you all. On national implementation measures, could I highlight the fact that Cuba's accession to the CCM, since we acceded, every year we've submitted our reports on national implementation, and according to what we decided in the Lausanne Plan of Action, we are ready to work on the implementation of a new model which should be disseminated, and that with enough time so we can have consultations with our national competent authorities, and for them to give them their green light, these efforts. Should support the principle of the voluntary principles. We note, however, that some states parties have never submitted a report. Other states over the last few years, 3 or 4 years, have not done it. Others in the last 2 years have not submitted such a report. There have been, it is our understanding, the international situation is a complicated one, admittedly, but it's important that all states submit their reports, national reports, that is, and in this respect, we believe that we should gear our efforts in this point to ensure that states shoulder their responsibilities in this field. Avoiding, of course, increasing burden on the shoulder of states, especially states such as Cuba. We do not have explosive remnants of war on our territory. We haven't got victims either. And we, before the deadlines, have got rid of all of our cluster munitions, all these kind of munitions. As we've said previously in previous statements and in our previous reports, the main obstacle for the implementation of the convention, as far as international cooperation is concerned and assistance is concerned, are the limitations we, Cuba, encounter because of the unlawful and legitimate economic and financial and trade blockade or embargo imposed by the US on Cuba for over 60 years. And every year, unanimously, the member states at the GA of the UN reject our request for it to be lifted. Thank you.